Thailand has revoked an extreme state of emergency in the capital, Bangkok, that was initially aimed at putting an end to student-led anti-government protests. But as Michael Sullivan reports, it's not likely to work.
In 2014, General Prayut Chan-o-cha seized power from a democratically elected government and vowed to end widespread political unrest and, quote, bring happiness back to the Thai people. He even wrote a song about it. Today, the nation faces grave danger with unrest everywhere, the lyrics go. We would like to come in and save the nation and ask for your time and your trust. But almost 6 years on, divisions in society are arguably worse, the economy didn't get better, and there's a military-drafted constitution, critics say, helped ensure last year's ostensibly democratic election was anything but.
The system was rigged from the very beginning under this constitution.
It's a constitution, says David Streckfus, who's written about the monarchy and the military, that ensures the military's continued dominance in Thai politics, in part through an appointed 250-member Senate chosen by the military. But a strong third-place finish in that election by an upstart political party did encourage some until it was dissolved by the government-friendly Constitutional Court earlier this year.
Once the party was dissolved, people largely gave up any hope in ever being able to change the system under the rules of the game.
That dissolution, says Titinangpung Sudarak of Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University, disenfranchised more than 6 million voters, many of them young people.
I think that was a critical threshold. It became a catalyst for them to think that they have to take matters into their own hands. And I think they're sick and tired. They're fed up. And for them, enough is enough.
The protests began soon after, but COVID put them on hold until they started up again in July with their demands that the government step down for new elections and for a new constitution. Then came a shocking new demand in August. That's Punosaya Sitijira Watanakul, a university student, reading a manifesto calling for reform of Thailand's powerful monarchy in a country where any criticism of the monarchy can lead to prison time. In a country where analysts say the monarchy, the military, and the economic elite have long been intertwined.
Now it's a new era. It's our generation. And if we don't change that, then we will have to live like this forever. And we don't want that.
The protests snowballed after that, and after an alleged incident involving the Queen's motorcade that ended with the arrest of dozens of protest leaders, including Panusaya. When police used water cannon against demonstrators last Friday, protests spread around the country. In an effort to defuse the situation, the Prime Minister went on television Wednesday to announce his intention to revoke the emergency decree and urged protesters to stand down. Political analyst Titinangpung Sudarak says that's unlikely to happen.
The protest movement, I think, will be emboldened by this revocation of the emergency decree, and they will likely build their momentum around it.
After Prayut's speech, thousands of demonstrators marched to his office, demanding the release of jailed protesters and giving him an ultimatum: resign within 3 days. Prayut says he's staying. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.